dollars. We're the Baruch of Dalit, Pasik or Dalit. Okay, this is the middle, we're really in the middle of discussing some of these things yesterday, but we'll review. We're here in this parak, Hashem is telling Yechezkel that tell the Bnei Yisrael that the Churban is imminent, and when the Churban happens, we're going to use a very specific metaphor. And that is, we're going to compare the city to a pot, and the people in the city as the meat in the pot. And the psukim here go on to describe different examples, the different elements of this mashal and the characteristics of different parts of this mashal in order to express, to bring out the message, what Hashem wants to say to Klal Yisrael. And this is poetic justice, this parak, because back in Parak Yud Aleph, when Klal Yisrael had a discussion with Yechezkel, they said to Yechezkel, we have nothing to worry about. You're a liar. Hashem is not going to bring a Churban. We are like a pot. The city is like a pot, and we are the meat. And they meant it to say is that we're going to live out a long, healthy, prosperous life. Nothing is going to happen to us, just like a piece of meat, a piece of raw meat. When it's cooked, it develops, it evolves from something which is not edible to something which is delicious. So too, they were saying about themselves that they would have a wonderful life. They're born as infants and they have no flavor, but over the course of their life, they will develop and mature and become a product of a delicacy. So they meant the Klal Yisrael, when they accuse Yechezkel as being a liar and trying to scare them that something terrible is going to happen, they rejected his Musar by comparing the city to a pot and themselves to pieces of meat. So here Hashem says, that's right, I'm going to use that very same metaphor that you have used for yourself to your benefit. I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to use it for your detriment. I'm going to tell you that just the opposite. You, the city is a pot, and you are the meat, and you're going to get burnt. You are going to burn. You're going to suffer, and we learned yesterday that it's going to be water. You know, if the meat already is going to get burnt, it would be to the benefit of the meat that there should be no water in the pot. It should be pot roast. And that way the meat will get burnt very quickly. And in other words, you'll die very quickly without suffering very much. But Hashem says, no, I'm going to put a lot of water in the pot, and we're going to overcook it, and then the water is going to evaporate, and then the meat's going to burn. In other words, it's going to be a very prolonged period of suffering that's going to come upon you. So Pasuk Dalet says, Esof nisochecho elecho, gather the piece of meat elecho to the pot, called nesach toiv, every good piece of meat, which includes the yorech, the legs, and the chosef, the shoulders, mivchar atzamim malei, the best bones. Take the best bones and fill up the pot with the best. Let's see the Mitzudo of Pasuk Dalet. The Mitzudo says, Esof nisochecho elecho, hachneis ba Hanisochim haruim lo. Gather into the pot the pieces of meat that are fitting for the pot. Call nesach toif the choizer mafarish, yorech v'chosef the legs and the shoulder. Shehem nisochim toivim mileim bo. So these two pieces are full of meat. Mivchar atzamim amalei es asir malei mishor mivchar hoivarim. Now here the word literally is a bone, but the Mitzudo says refers to the other choice pieces of meat, and we call the meat after its bones. Pieces of meat are broken to pieces based upon the bones. Therefore, that's why in this pasuk it says the atzamim. Atzamim means a piece of meat, and it's called by the bones because that's how the meat is sliced according to the bones. Yikru ho'ivarim b'shem atzamim. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Pasuk Dalet, Rashi says, Esof hanisochecho elecho miyiras hamotzor isfu l'soicho kol roshecho v'sodecho. What's the metaphor? Rashi is midrashic. He's telling us to gather all the choice pieces. They are metaphors for the leaders. The leaders, the distinguished people, are going to go inside the city. They're not going to hang out in their summer villages out in the fields, because there's going to be a siege. And the only safe place to find refuge will be within the fortified walls of the city. Kol nesach toiv, kol givar gibor, ve'emson ve'aved karav. The Targum says every mighty person, a man that's emson, that is full of fear, a person that is a fearful person, meaning that he invokes fear in others. The Aved Karav, a warrior, all of the soldiers themselves are going to be afraid to be caught outside the city. Instead, they're going to seek refuge. Basically, they're going to surrender. They're going to seek refuge in the walls of the city. Let's say the Radak, Pasek, Dalit, Esayf, Nisachecha, Elecha, Hanisachim, Hanisachim, Sheru'im, Loseis, Besaycha, the pieces that are right to be within the pot, Esayf, Osam, Elecha, gather all the pieces of meat, Vizemashal, Asher, Nesfu, El Yushalayim, Min, Ha'adim, Shenechrevu, Behayusham, the Matzar. This is a mashal. Everyone's going to gather in the siege. Kol Nesach Tov, Mashal, Sar Yehuda, Yarech, V'chasef, Elu, Nisachim, Tavim, Melein Basa, these are the good pieces, Mifcha, Atzamim, Malay, V'chem, Misham, Mifcha, Hoyevarim, Malay, Hasir, Lefi, Shoyevarim, Menuchim, Menutachim, Lefi, Atzamim, Yikru, Yikadu, Hoyevarim, Atzamim, this is exactly what the Mitzudo says, referring over to the good pieces of meat. The reason why we're calling them by the bones, because that's how the meat was sliced. It was sliced. You can't slice a piece of meat, a part of the animal, when there's a bone right in the center. The boundaries of where you're going to slice the piece of meat depend upon where the bones come to an end. Interesting idea, and that's what. Now, yesterday we did a very beautiful medrash, Ben Chazal. We did spend a lot of time on that. So we did that yesterday. So I know you weren't here yesterday, but we went through a lot of time on this pasuk and a very interesting Gemara Masechta Yoma. We'll have to go further. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Mivchar pasuk hey. Pasuk hey is Mivchar Tzoyin Lo Koyach. Okay, take the best sheep. V'gam dud ho'atzamim tachtecha. Also put, I'm sorry, dur. V'gam dur ho'atzamim tachtecha. A dur is a fire. Now the reason why we're calling over here is atzamim of bones. Okay, v'dur atzamim, a fire, a medura of pieces of meat tachtecha beneath the tzon. Okay, we have the best sheep. And a fire of, we'll see more in a moment what this means more precisely. Ratach risocheha. That means it should be bubbling hot. Ratach literally means to burn. It means ababuos. The Mitsudo stuff it says ababuos. It means it should be bubbling. It should be so hot that bubbles arise. Ratach risachecha, gam boshlu atzamecha b'seicha, and cook the bones within. Now, there's a lot of repetition here, obviously. Let's see in more detail what this means with much more precision in the Mitzudos of David. Pasikei mivchar hatzoyim lo koyach. Ritzon loymar, habosar shetosim basir ye mivchar hatzoyim, the meat that you put in the pot from the best. Me hashmeinim v'hanifchodim shebatzoyim, from the best fattest animals. V'gam dur, sim tachas asir miduras ho atzamim. Now here's the explanation. Shabimukoyim eitzim yivaer atzamim. Instead of using wood as fuel for your pot, I want you to use bones. Now ratzach ritzochecha ritzon loymar kol kach tavi ha'esh v'sartia chasir. The fire will be so intense and so hot at shagam ho'atzamim Yispashlu ba, the bones will also cook within. Im shehem koshim lehispashel, even though they're normally bones are hot, they don't cook well. Ritzon loymar, the eis yaschil hamotzar yisasvu ba kol bnei ha'arim. When the siege begins, all of the people will gather within. The gam sorei ha'am v'hamoishkan. That was the choice pieces. V'amar lasas medu me'atzanim. Now, what is the significance? What is the metaphor of telling Klal Yisrael that the fuel should not be wood? The fuel of this pot will be bones. L'rames al atzmos hachalolim haneharagim chinam bikirba al yidei hamelech v'hasarim. The bones of the dead bodies that are killed within through the king and the sarim shehem mavirim ho'esh umevi'im haporonios v'tzoros hamotzar. What's going to fuel the tzoros of the siege are the innocent victims that have been killed by the corrupt leaders of the Jewish people. That's the significance. It's a very powerful metaphor. You have your pot, the pot is Yerushalayim, the pot is on fire, the pot is cooking. What's the fuel? Why is there heat? Why is there tzaras? You did it to yourself. The corrupt leaders of Klal Yisrael murdered, took advantage of the poor, innocent people. The sin of the bones of these dead people, their pain is crying out to Hashem, and that is what is going to fuel the punishment that will come upon the leaders and all of the remnants of the people in the city who were tolerant of these terrible sins. So that's the very, very powerful message. It's the bones, it's a dur ho'atzamim, a pot that is being heated by bones, the bones of the victims, tachteha. And this heat is so intense, it's going to be ratach, v'yama ratach l'rames, shekol kach yiksha tzaros ha-motzor ad shagam ha-gibodim ha-chazokim. Then when it says in the pasuk the word atzameha a second time in the pasuk, that's referring to the bones of the living, of the gibayrim, of the mighty ones. They're strong like atzamim, yichlu, they will perish. V'yiblu ba b'achev, they will fall by sword, uvarav uvadever. Okay, so it's a very powerful pasuk. A lot of metaphors, a lot of imagery in this pasuk. According to the parish of the Mitsudos, let's learn the pasuk again inside with his explanation, understand it with clarity. Hashem says, "The Mivchar Hatsoin Lakoyach. I want you to put into the pot the best. Who is the best? The strongest men, even the Gibeirim, the mighty men who, under normal circumstances, would not fear coming under attack." And in fact would go outside the walls of the city to defend the people and to, you know, to defend and to go to war, they will be so demoralized that they too will be cowards. They will come within the walls of the city. And why are they going to suffer? Because the pot is going to be fueled by the atzamim, the bones of the victims who have suffered for no good reason. Their bones are crying out to Hashem, and Hashem thus brings the tzaros. That's going to be the fuel, tachtecha. The fire will be so intense, v'gratach ritzachecha, the intensity of the heat will be so great, gamboshtu atzamecha, the mighty bones. The bones are the hardest part of an animal. And this refers to the most mighty men of Klal Yisrael. They will perish within this fire, within this tzara that is coming upon Klal Yisrael.
Bones could be fuel.
So it's not to be taken literally. Bones normally cannot be fuel. Exactly, but here it's a metaphor. A lot of these are prophecies. So a lot of these things, right? They don't really make sense.
Right.
It's like in a dream,
right.
You see an elephant going through the eye of a needle. Right? This is a vision, and he's telling them what to do. And this leads according to the parish of the Mitsudos. There are other interpretations of what this means. But Nechanami, wood is combustible. Bones are not combustible. So how can bones serve as the fuel for the pot? This acknowledges it cannot. It's a metaphor. The tzoros will be fueled by the crying of the innocent victims. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, his interpretation is Mivchar Hatzoyin Lokoyach Kach Ato Nebuchadnezzar Es Mivchar Chayolecho Sevivoy Seho Kein Tirgim Yonasen. New interpretation, very different than the Mitzudos. When it says to the Mivchar Hatzoyin, it's not referring to Klal Yisrael. Their Giboirim, their mighty soldiers, are going to become cowards and hiding in the walls. According to the Rashi, they're addressing Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is going to gather his best soldiers. We have to remember, this point in time, Nebuchadnezzar had armies all over the world. Okay, like in America. America, they have naval ships all over the world. In the Pacific, in the Atlantic, in the Gulf of Mexico, you name it, they're all over the world. And you have armies, marines, different divisions, Navy SEALs. So Hashem is telling Nebuchadnezzar, I want you to take your best. Take your best soldiers and have them gather to surround Yerushalayim. Kain and Tirgim Yonasim, the Inam Yerushalayim in Yonasir. The Tzachin Tzar, V'chein Tzach, the first Rashi disagrees. He does not agree with the Targum. He just rejects the Targum out of hand. And therefore he says, Mivchar, he learns like the Mitsudois. And when it says, the Mivchar Tzachin refers not to the Nebuchadnezzar, refers to Klal Yisrael, the best soldiers. Mivchar Yisrael, Yavo, V'yikonsu, Mitzaycha, exact like the Mitsudos, the best of Klal Yisrael, the Yibayim, the mightiest men, they're going to become cowards. They're going to hide within the walls of the city. The gam dur hoatzamim tachteha sader v'arei hoatzamim tachas shor hoivarim. I want you to arrange the bones underneath the shor hoivarim, under the meat. So this can not like the mitzudos. Kolaymar yilochamu hagibayrim b'shvil hachaloshim v'yismuchu elu aleihem. Arrange the bones under the bones the bones refer to the mighty, and the meat refers to the weaker ones. Tachtecha, it's not telling you what's tachtecha. One more time. Sader v'aroich latzamim tachas she'or ho'ivarim. Kolaymar, yilochamu ha'gibarim b'shvil ha'chaloshim. V'yismichu elu aleihem, they should be together. Dur l'shoin aricha, he translates the word dur to mean an arrangement, not a fire. When we learned the Mitzudos, we translated that the bones are going to be the fuel for the fire. That's not what Rashi learns. Rashi learns dur means arrangement. V'chein yitz nofcha senefa kadur, which means shuois hekif giosos. I'm not sure what this means, but it basically means rows of armies that surround. V'chein shua targumoi dora, a row. So far Rashi here is learning. I want you to arrange the atzamim underneath the mivchar hatzayin. Now, I assume that according to Rashi, when it says atzamim, it means the weaker. Because since the pasuk began by telling us take the mivchar hatzayin, that's the best, that's the giboyrim, and then take the bones don't have much to offer. They may be strong and tough, but there's no meat. And in Rashi's understanding, the metaphor is the bones are the weaklings. Arrange the atzamim tachtecha. In other words, everyone should be, and the word dor means to arrange. Everyone will come inside the city, and everyone will take up positions. They're all going to work together in order to defend the city when they're under attack. Then he brings one more interpretation of Menachem Peirash Kmo Ani Agdil Hamedura. I will make great the Medura, which means the fire. So which he learns is ho'atzamim, that doesn't mean the bones, it means making great. So this interpretation is Hashem's take the mivchar hatzayin, lokoyach, v'gam dur ho'atzamim tachteha, make the fire massive. Atzamim does not mean bones, it means intensity.
Atzum,
turn up the heat. And then Rashi concludes, Ratach Ritzachecha, V'yachash Yikulim L'soicha Yikrivu Kleha Matzor V'amulcham Eloir. And then the fire, the bubbling will begin, and this is a metaphor, the bubbling will begin, and then the war will begin, there's going to be a lot of tzaras. So we have over here two radical interpretations of Rashi, very, very different than the Mitzudos. So Mivchatzai means the best soldiers, the Jewish people, Lokoyach, the Gam Dur Hatzimim, and this will also arrange the weaker people, Tachtecha, beneath the Gibarim, and Rasacharis Sacheha, and then there's going to be the bubbling, which is the war, Gam Boshtu Atzimecha B'Sechecha, and that means the mighty ones will also, that he doesn't translate, but we could assume that he learns like the Mitzudos, and then even the mighty will suffer within the city itself. According to Rashi's other interpretation, Menachem, take the best piece of meat and turn up the flame. Turn up the knob on the range to the gandur, the fire. Doesn't that mean a range? Ha'atzamim, which he's loosely translating is to intensify, tachteha, to the point where it's going to be ratach resacheha. Bubbles are going to come forth from the intensity, the war will begin with intensity, and the atzamech, even the bones, will be burnt, will be cooked within the intensity of this heat. Okay, let's now see what it says in the Radak. Pasuk Mifchar, Mifchar Hatzoin, Lokayach Mokar, Bimokim Tzivui, Kmo Zohar, Sima Shabbos, Holach, Vikarosa, Vahadaimim, Lohem, Habosa, Shetina Tach. The meat that you slice, you cut, Ye Mifchar Hatzoin, Min Hashmenim, Vahadim, Vizemoshul, Asolim, Vahadim, the same thing that we learned with exactly learned in the Rashi and the Mitzvahs. The Gam, Dor, Ho'atzamim tachtecha. Dor tzivui b'shekel, it's a command, b'shekel kum, in the same grammatical form as kum. Miloshon midura. So he's learning like Menachem, and like the Mitzudos, the word dor means fire. Omar, Hashem says, tavir ho'atzamim tachtecha kolaymar, bimkoy meitzim. This is exactly what the Mitzudos says. Instead of using wood for fuel, I want you to use bones. I want the miraculous to happen. Bones will be the fuel. It's not, doesn't work in the world of reality. Exactly what the Mitzudos says. The mashal, it's a metaphor that what's going to fuel tzorois is the pain of the innocent victims. The elu atzamos hachalalim she'asu ba.
Yeah, yeah.
The bones of the dead innocent people that have been murdered within the city, their cries and their pain is what's going to fuel the suffering that's going to come upon the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. They're going to bring the suffering. I want you to. It's going to be bubbling, and the bones will also be cooked within. Kol kach tavi ha'esh v'sartia chasir. There will be such intensity of fire and bubbling of the pot. Ad shafilu ha'atzamim shehem koshim lehispashel yispashli. Even the bones, which under normal circumstances do not cook, will be cooked. V'zeh moshel le'gibordim shehem chachazokim katzim. They're tough like bones. Sheyichlu v'yiplu b'acherev v'soicha, they will fall within the city. Okay, and then he goes on to quote Yonason, which you probably do not have in your edition because over here it's in brackets.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, the Radak is kimat mila b'mila like the perish of Rashi. Sach hakol, three perushim in this very interesting pasuk. No midrashim, no real ma'alim here that I came across. Now we go to the next, now we go elaborate a little bit more pasuk vav. Lachain, therefore, koyamar Hashem elokim, oy, ir hadam, woe to the city of blood, seer, the pot, asher chel osova. Chel osa means it's filth. Okay, it's a good vocabulary word. This is a rare word. You don't have this word too often. It's filth. It's zuhama. It's filth. It's stench is within it. The chel osa lo yotza mimena. It's filth has not been removed from it. Lintzachecha hotzi'a. It piece by piece has been taken out of the pot. Le'nofal alecho gairol. A lottery has not been cast which person gets the better piece of meat. Okay, so this is a very interesting thing. Basically, let me explain the outside first, then we'll go to the Mufarshim inside. Basically, over here, there's a seder. When a person cooks a pot of meat, when you now come to serve the meat, there's a procedure, this protocol. Protocol is you take the pot and it's full of liquid. The pieces of meat are in the pot and this liquid, and on the top there's broth, or there's some type of, normally would rise to the top is psoilus. In wine, the sediment goes down to the bottom, right? But when you're cooking, you have to skim off the top. The top typically, the fats and other impurities, other things which you do not, are not desirable. So you normally skim it off. You skim it off or you pour it, and then you're left with lots of pieces of meat. You have big pieces, small pieces, more delicious and less delicious. Who gets what? Well, the Baal HaBayis, he gets the most choshev. And then the skan, the secondary, gets the second choshev. And you get down to the children, you give them some of the shirayim, some of the leftovers. You're very meticulous in what you take out of the pot and who you give what piece of, which person gets which piece of meat. Here it says, no, it's not the way it's going to work. When Nebuchadnezzar comes to exile the Jewish people, after 3 years of torturing them, of cooking them in the pot, and bringing upon them untold suffering, he's just going to take the whole pot and pour it out. Pour it on the table. In other words, everyone's going to go into exile in one shot. I will not differentiate between the chashuvim, someone who's a zokain, someone who's chashuv, he will be exiled in a dignified way. And a person who is not a choshev person will be dignified in the less choshev way. And the filth that's in the pot, I don't care about that. The filth will be poured out with the meat itself. When I'll serve you the meat, on the meat itself, you'll also have the fat and all the filth and all the impurities. Okay, that's the basic idea, what it means over here. Let's see, Pasuk Vav in the Mitzudos David. Therefore, return to my whole sins. Hoyal sins. Therefore, Yechezkel is now coming to explain the mashal. Hashem gave me the mashal, and Yechezkel is taking the liberty of interpreting the mashal. Now, that's very interesting because that's really what Nevi'im do, right? Hashem shows them things. Hashem shows them a vision, and it's up to them to elaborate to interpret the vision. That it has been spilled within you innocent blood, seer, Yerushalayim, Ata kasir asher nishar ba zoy hamosa, like a pot whose filth remains within. V'lo yotza mimena zoy hamosa ki loy haviru mimena, they have not removed it. Kider shemavirim zoy hamasatzir. Return loymar. Adayin tumas ha'avoyin etzlech v'loy osisa teshuva shetelech lo ha'avoyin. Normally you skim off the fat, the zohama, it has not been skimmed, that the zohama is a marshal for your sins. After all of the suffering of 3 years of being cooked in this hot water and the meat being ruined, the zohama is still there. You have not done teshuva, cleanse yourself from your sins. Now, what about taking out the piece of meat? So, lin tzachecha hotzi, a repetition of the word, piece by piece will be removed. Return to Lemar. K'moi shein derech lishpecha misir kazois kolan esachem v'asachas. Just like it's not protocol, it's not the procedure to pour out the entire pot in one shot. Ki yishofech imoyim gama zoyamo hanesheres b'shuli hatzir. Because if you're going to go and pour out the pot in one shot, you're also going to take with you the zoyamo. Now, this is on the bottom, that was on the top. Maybe I saw somewhere else, I got confused. But he says over here, on the bottom of the pot is Zoyama, so it's not proper to take the whole pot and just empty it out in one shot, because then you're going to pour out also the filth on the bottom. Ulam, however, Yotziem Nisachim Nisachim, the way you take out is piece by piece, Masha Pager Risha Neutel Tchila Mibli Hapolas Goyrol Lodas Mirishon. You're going to take out a piece. Piece by piece, without paying attention to which piece comes out first. If it's a large piece, a small piece, a piece that's choshev, piece that's not choshev, kein loygalu anshe Yerushalayim bevasachas. You're not going to go into Golos in one shot. Ki mehem galu im yohayakin, mehem im yohayachin, umehem im tzidkiyahu. V'loygalu al pi garol ki imi sheba b'yadarishon galu techila uchaimer lohayakin bavur sheelu pashu yosu meelu. They're not going to go. There's no really no difference. Okay, so he's saying over here a lot of ideas. The basic idea over here is you have to remember this is a thing we had many, many times, is that the Golus of Yerushalayim took place in three stages. It took place first time of Yehoyakim, and then it took place Yehoyachin, and then Tzidkiyahu. Three different stages of exile, corresponding to the three stages of exile of Ohalah, of Shoimron, of the Aseres HaShvatim. They were exiled in three stages. Zelu Mazeh, Yerushalayim, that did not learn from the evil ways of Yisrael, also went into exile at three different stages. Now, the next thing he's thinking of teaching us, you say this, is that that's why it says Nisochecha, Nisochecha, piece by piece. You're going to go into exile. We're not just going to take the whole pot and pour it out in one shot. We're not going to do that. We're going to take out piece by piece by piece. We're going to take out the pieces one at a time in three different stages. And you would think that we should at least pay attention to which piece we take out first. No. When the Golus of Yehoyakim occurred, there was no clarity. Nebuchadnezzar did not analyze exactly whom he wanted to go take into Golus. He just took whoever was in front of him, whoever was convenient. And when he exiled the 10,000 people talking about Yehoyachin, he did not analyze who he was taking into Gaul. He just took 10,000 people, which is not really true. What we know is the Chosh HaMasker. So I don't know why he says that exactly. It was Chosh HaMasker, but over here he's saying that's, I don't know, maybe the other people, that's not really clear. And then the Gaulus of Tzidkiyahu, and the reason why there was no differentiation made who should go into Gaulus, because the truth was they were all evil, they were all the same. Everyone was in the same degree of wickedness, so it didn't really make a difference to say that we should not exalt these people because they were tzaddikim and not these, they were shoim. Everyone was the same degree of wickedness, and that's why they all went to Gaulus in one shot. And when all this happened, the Zuama was still there because they still did not learn from their sins. Their sins remained with them. Okay, so go back and read the pasuk according to the Mitzvah. It's a long pasuk. One more time. Lochein devkoim Hashem Elokim. So says Hashem Yecheskel, now saying, now that I told you the mashal in the previous sukkim, now I'm now going to elaborate. I'm now going to give you a perish Rashi on this parable. Oy, woe, ir hadam, woe to you, Yerushalayim, you are a city that is full of blood. You are guilty of killing innocent people. Hasir, you are like a pot, asher chel osaba. After all of your sins, after all of the suffering, the zoama is still within you. You have not done the teshuva. You have not learned the lessons of your punishment. The chel osa, lo yotza mimena. Repetition. And therefore, lint sachecha, you're going to be taken out into galus in stages. And here it says the word only twice, but it refers to the three different stages of exile. You're going to be removed. Lo nafal alecha goyrol. Goyrol over here means, what does it mean, lottery? And goyrol over here really, the way he translates it, it means it's with precision. It's not, you're not going to go into exile with any thought process. Let's now decide which group deserves to be exiled first, which group deserves to be exiled second, which third. I'm going to take you out, and once everyone who's going to go into Galus is just going to be whoever happens to be there, because you're all equally evil. Now let's see Rashi pasuk vav chelasa zuhamasa shemotzimi me'al pia. See, he learns not like mitzu. That's where I saw it. The mitzudo said the zuhamas in the bottom of the pot. Rashi learns that the chelasa is the zuhamasa shemotzin me'al pia alidei har tochasa shekoyrin. I don't know what that word is. Kolomar lo yatsu mimeno rishoyim sheba. The Rishoyim, not the Chet, not like the Mitzudos that says that the Chet is still within you. It means the evil people, the ones that are the instigators, the cause of the Averos, they are within you, and they are on the top. They are on the top. They are the fats and the broth, all the different impurities that come and rise to the top of the pot when you boil it, when you cook it. Okay, next, lint sachecha, golus, hayotze v'nafal el hakastim, ish levado, different stages of golus. This is similar to what it says in the Rash, in the Radak. Lo nafal alecha goyrol, lo kishor kideiro shemoytzin nischeihen yachad l'seis lefnei kol echo. This is what I told you when I translated the pasuk from this Rashi. When you're going to be going to exile, you're not going to be going to exile like what's customary. You're a chef, so you're careful which piece of meat you take out of the pot to serve to which distinguished guest. That's not the way it's going to be. You're not going to be taking your portion, your garol again is your portion, what you deserve. It's not the way it's going to be. You're going to go into galus in one shot. The innocent here again, law is aved ba teyuva. You did not do teshuva, lo nafal lecha garol shel makom. You did not, so he learns, it's lo nafal lecha garol. Garol means, the garol means the lot of Hashem. Goyroloi shel makayim, it did not fall upon you the portion of the ribayinoi shel olam. You did not, you were not under Hashem's good graces when you went into exile. You were just thrown out like a piece of meat without any rachmanis because you did not do teshuva, and therefore you did not deserve to fall under the care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's see Radak. Adak pasik vav. Lochein therefore atan al peirash hamashul ki yadam hi Yerushalayim v'hi asir. Yerushalayim is the pot. Sir asher chelasa ba v'chelasa lo yotza mimena. Okay, the pot whose filth is within it. The chelasa lo yotza mimena. Chelasa harishon rafa hahei. Here have some grammar. Chelasa perushoi zoy hamasa filth. Ki derech bnei adam lahavir hazoyama min hakedera. It is customary to remove the filth from the pot that would rise to the top. Aval zos chelasa nisharba lo yatsa mimena vechelasa mashal la'avoina saniros b'saycha. It's a mashal for the sins. Ad shenim asa be'enei kol re'echa kezoyama hanimeses. It is disgusting, like filth that is disgusting in the eyes of those who see it. Lint sachecha hotzia lo totzi mimena hanesachim ke'echad. The piece of meat will not be taken out in one shot. Ela nisachim achar nisachim. Ze mashal shaloi kolu yosha yushalayim ha-nasafim bo ke-echad. They did not go into exile in one shot. Ela hoyu yotzim imena anshe melchama v'nei rogim. Ulezman yotzim gam kein v'nei rogim. And then another group went out and was killed. V'chein golu imena golus achar golus. Golus yoyochim tchila v'yachar golus chorban im tzidkiyahu. Everything happened in stages. It was prolonged. And being that it was prolonged, it was obviously much more painful, there was much more suffering when it happened over a longer period of time. There was no decision, careful decision made, which piece should be taken out of the pot first. Whatever came first, whatever happened to come into the fork, the pitchfork of the server, the three different types of suffering. Okay, that's pretty similar to the parish of the Mitzudas. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Zayin, and this is a very popular theme on Tisha B'Av, very popular theme b'chlal in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada. Everyone knows the story, and here we have a pasuk that describes it in more detail. Ki dama b'saycha. The blood of the victims are within the city, Haya. Al tzichiach sela, it was. Al tzichiach, on a smooth stone, so moshu, it was positioned, it was placed. Lo shifachashu al haaretz, the blood was not poured on the earth. Lechasois alav afar, so that it should be covered by... That it should be covered by earth. That's another pasuk. Lahaloi schema, and the fact that the blood was upon a smooth stone and was not allowed to fall upon the earth and be absorbed in the earth and be covered by earth, this in turn brought up anger before Hashem. Linkoim nakam, to the point where Hashem wanted to exercise to exact vengeance for the sin. Nasati estama al tzichiach, I have put the blood al tzichiach sala upon a smooth stone, levilti hi kosos, that it should not be covered. Now, it's a repetition. We need to see much more clarity what this refers to. Obviously, we're referring over here to the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada that kept on bubbling for 200 years until Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, he saw the blood and he wanted to know, why is the blood bubbling? What's this blood? They told him it's the blood of a carbon. He did a test. It was not blood of a carbon. And he told him, if you don't tell me what this is all about, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to torture you. And they told him it was blood of Zechariah that was murdered. We'll see more detail soon. And he then went on to appease the blood by slaughtering the Sanhedrin and most good chunk of Klal Yisrael down to the children. And then the blood still did not stop bubbling. And Nebuzaradan said to the blood, Zechariah, I've already killed the best. Do you want me to kill them all? And at that point in time, the blood stopped bubbling, and that was the end. Now let's... What?
You mentioned it was close to a million. About the people that were killed...
Was about a million. About 1 million, I think 900,000. Something along those lines, or maybe 1.1 million. There are different numbers. Maybe 1.1 million or 900,000. We'll see. I think we'll see in the Medrash in a moment. And this is a very frightening story. There's a lot going on here. Let's see. Let's first see these two psukim in much more detail in the Mefarsh and Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzvah. The Sabbath Kidama Dama Naki Hanishbach Hashayi V'Soicha Hinei Sama Yisrael Yevishus Hasela Lios Miskayim. The blood was put on a dry stone. Now, I told you the word tzichiach means smooth. Okay, that's not necessarily correct. The Mitzudos says the word tzichiach means yoivesh, dry. Okay, it's a dry stone. And that's what he says over here as well, that the blood was put al yiveshos hasela, liyos miskayim, v'lo shafcha yisal afaretz. It was not poured upon the dust of the earth, liyos nivla v'nichse ba'afaretz, written in Leimar, shafchu dam b'galui. The metaphor here is they poured blood in public. Uvepirsum, the loichashashu lasois baseser leval yivoda. The metaphor, it doesn't mean that they deliberately they put the blood on a stone. It means there was no shame in outright murder. They did not try to conceal the murder with the metaphor that the blood will be absorbed in the earth, will be covered by earth, but instead the blood was on a dry stone, as if to say that they did murder out in the open. Pasuk Zches lahaloi schema lochein. Therefore, b'chdei lahaloi schamosi v'limkayim nohem nakam kiyamti hadam. So here he learned shad is because you've committed murder out in the open on the tzichiach sela. Hashem says, I'm going to punish you by putting this blood, by taking the blood that you've and putting it indeed on a place where it's not going to dry up. That's going to be my punishment. Mida keneged mida. It should not be concealed from my eyes. Return to Leimar. Just like what they did out in the open. Hashem is saying, therefore, because you did it publicly, it's never going to be forgotten from me. It's going to be before my eyes as if the blood is upon a dry stone. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk, Zayin and Ches, Tzichiach, She'ius. Okay, the word Tzichiach, he says, is She'ius, which I think means smooth. If I'm not mistaken, the word She'ius is smooth. Like I told you originally, Lo Shef, for chasu al aretz tirgim b'nason bezedu uvid ra miramam shefachte la shefachte b'shalu lemebad alohi tiyuva. I don't know what that means. They did it b'mezid. Basically means they did it b'haches b'mezid, and they did not do teshuva. They did not repent for their sins. Rabbi Seinu perishu b'domoi shel zicharya ben Yehoyada. Now, what does that mean? So, know that kisdam is only done to what? It's only done to, a chaya. There is no kisui hadam on behemois, only on chayois and oifos. You go to empire, they slaughter birds, so then you have an opportunity to do kisui hadam. If you go to watch them slaughter deer, Rabelski used to go every year to go and slaughter deer, take the Talmudim with him to go slaughter deer, so you do kisui ha-dam. But there is no kisui ha-dam on a behema. So you go down south to the slaughterhouses, a lot of them are down south, there is no kisui ha-dam. You do not do kisui ha-dam on behema. So here it says that Zechariah's blood was not covered like the dam of the tzvi and the ayol. Ayol, don't confuse an ayol with an ayil. An ayil is a behema, an ayol is a chaya, and the blood was not covered, the dam ha-tzvi, the dam ho-ayol. Now, why did Chazal give the metaphor of tzvi and ayol? There are other chayos, they're not the only chayos in existence. Deer, when we slaughter deer, it's not even so clear that the deer is a tzvi. It might be that our deer is a different type of chaya. So the answer is, Medrash says, what is the difference between a tzvi and an ayol? A tzvi is always looking backwards. When a tzvi runs, it's always turning its head backwards to see where it came from. An ayol does not look backwards. Ayol's nature is to always look forward. And Klal Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz HaTzvi. Why is it called the Eretz HaTzvi? The whole legacy of the land is to go back. To go back to the Ovos, the land that was promised as the gift to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ayol is the concept of going forward. Yehoyada, when he was killed, and this goes into a whole long discussion of what exactly was the chait of murdering Yehoyada, why was his murder more significant than the murder of anyone else, but just for now, basically, is they did not look back at where he came from. Yehoyada was the son of Zechariah, was the son of Yehoyada. There was a lot of history, and there were many reasons why they should have, we'll discuss in a few moments, they should have had more appreciation of where he came from and the past. He was a child of Yehoyada who single-handedly saved the entire Klal Yisrael. So when they murdered Zechariah ben Yehoyada, they failed to look back and appreciated the history. If they would have only reflected upon the history, they would have not have done such a horrible crime. The ayol is forward. They didn't realize the future consequences of what they have done. The future. You didn't realize you're killing over here a kohen gadol. You're killing over here a kohen, a navi. You understand what the consequences are. What's the punishment? They were foolish in not looking backwards and not looking forwards. They just killed him, outright murder, out in public, and they let the blood sit there in public. Now, what exactly is the chum of the terrible tragedy of killing Zechariah ben Yehoyada? So this all in the parashah say the same thing. I think that it's a lack of hakaras hatoiv. because Zechariah Yehoyada lived at the time of Achav and Izebel, and Achav killed out all of the Kohanim, they killed out every single Kohen, and Yoyash and Yehoyada, he was the Kohen Gadol, and he secretly went and he took the last remaining survivor of David HaMelech, Yoyash, because Izebel wanted the Malchus for herself. So she killed all of her own children. She killed her own children. She wanted to be queen, and she killed her own children so there would be no competition. She was totally out of her mind. And Yehoyada was Moiser Nefesh to take the last surviving descendant that was royal Malchus from David, Yoyash, and together with his wife, they hid him in the Beis HaMikdash, above the Kodesh HaKadosh, on the second floor above the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or some chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. They were able to escape from Izebel. And 6 years later, they organized a coup, organized a rebellion, a kesher, a conspiracy, and they deposed Izebel, and they anointed Yoyash as the new Melech. And this was a very great simcha. The Malchus Machzir HaTorah LeYoyash was restored to where it, to whom it rightfully belonged to. So all of this was only done by one person. And if not for Yehoyada, then Izebel would have killed Yoyash, and the Malchus of Dov would have come to an end. And who knows what would have been? The whole Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed. It would have been completely over. It was one person who was Moiser Nefesh and saved the entire Klal Yisrael and saved the entire Malchus Beis David. This Yehoyada was such a celebrity for what he had done. He lived to old age. And he also, after he was only 6 years old, when Yoyash became king, he was only 6 years old. So Yehoyada, he trained him. He trained him and he taught him everything that he knows. And when he died, they made an exception. He was buried together with the kings. Normally, the only one that gets buried in the special crypt for the kings, you have to be a descendant of David. They made for him an exception, and he was buried with the kings, and he had a grand funeral. Everyone eulogized for him, and they mourned for him. That was how he died, B'derech Kavod. Then, not that long after, Yoyash got a little bit carried away with himself, and he figured that he was an idol god. Because the people said, if Yoyash, you were able to live in the Kodesh HaKadosh and live in that vicinity for 6 years and not die, and lo, says a person can't go into the Kodesh HaKadosh, you don't come out alive, it must be you're a god, it must be you have supernatural powers. So he got a little bit carried away with himself, he viewed himself as being a god, he brought Ketores, he did a lot of different sins, and he got a little bit carried away with himself. Zechariah, who was the son of Yehoyada, did not like what was going on. He saw the whole Klal Yisrael was now going back, after his father died, was going back to their old ways. So he gave them Musar. And he gave Musar, the day came when he gave Musar, and it was Shabbos, it was Yom Kippur. And Yehoyada was Zechariah was a Navi, he was even a Kohen Gadol. And he was giving Musar in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Ezras Kohanim, not in the Ezras Yisrael, not in the Ezras Noshim, it says, in the Ezras Kohanim. And they complained to Yoyash that he's giving us too much Musa. So Yoyash said, so kill him. Kill him. Kill the son of the person who I owe everything that I have to. So tell him. Everything that I have in my life, I owe to Yehoyada. And here is Yehoyada's son. Kill him. I don't care about him. And they murdered him. This was viewed as the ultimate lack of Hakaras HaTov. What does a person have in life that he cherishes? What is the thing that a person in his life cherishes the most? His children. There's nothing a person cares for more than his children. And if you really care about someone else, if you really mak your toif to someone, what you should be mak your toif to is you should make sure their children are okay. Their children are healthy, they have parnasa, they have a life, and everything is okay with their children. Yoyash and Klal Yisrael, by killing the child of the person to whom they owe everything to, is viewed by Chazal as the ultimate form of Kafui Tov. And that's why this sin was not forgiven under any condition. That's why the blood of Zechariah remained bubbling for over 200 years until the Vuzaradan came to appease the blood by taking the life of over a million people in Klal Yisrael, and even that was not enough to appease the blood until he finally agreed that he was appeased by what the Vizardin did. And that's what it alludes to over here in this passage, the blood that was upon the stone which the Vizardin discovered when he came into the Beis HaMikdash. It was still bubbling, and that's Rashi what alludes to over here, what he says over here, you did not cover his blood, lo nahagubo lekadam atziv lekadam hoayo. Okay, let's see the next Rashi. Rashi pasaches lahalos chemo lefonai tzivisi lelos adam shlo yibola bakarka. Hashem said about the blood of Zechariah that it should not be absorbed in the ground, kidei sheyizocher linkam nikmaso, so that it should be a permanent reminder for his blood to be avenged. Okay, let's see what it says in the Radak on these two pesukim, pasuk zayin ches. Why is there going to be this metaphor of the pot and the bubbling and the water and the burning? Why? It's because of murder. They killed innocent blood. It was exposed. And they aroused upon themselves punishment. And in the Agada, what does this refer to? As Rashi says, Ki al dam Zecharya nemar, Shera'ahu rav tabachim rasech, that the Zeradon saw what was bubbling, V'haragolav alafim revavos, and he killed thousands and tens of thousands, Zehu sh'omar, Lahalo ischema l'nkoim nakom. This is what it means, that the Shparach Hu'schema was aroused to exercise vengeance. Al tzechiach sela sa masu, Kiilu al shein sela, on a smooth stone, samasu b'makom gavoy v'shloyuchal lehischas it should not be covered. Da mashal kol kach hirbu shefichas tam naki. There was so much innocent blood spilled. Ad shlo yitachein l'slech v'liyoyis kinelam that it cannot be forgiven and it can be concealed. Oisa avon milufnei akel yisparach ela golu v'yomei hu lefanav. It is revealed. Linkoim naka mehem to punish them. So he has a new interpretation. It means the highest point, the summit. We learned it means either the dryness or it means smooth. And here he's telling us the highest point of the rock. Period. Okay. There was so much blood spilled in order to arouse Hashem to take revenge. Nosati es dama, Amar samasu v'Amar nosati. He hirbasu es adam kidei sheyia megula kilu samasu al tziach hasela. They have spilled so much blood. It is as if the people are saying that they want the blood to be exposed. I also want to be exposed before me. I refuse to forgive them. Their sin is too great to bear. I won't forgive. Period. Okay, so this is pretty straightforward. Okay, the medrash we did outside. We don't need to do it inside. We explain everything already inside. Let's now go to Pasuk. Pasuk test. Therefore, Koyamar Hashem Elokim, Oy Ir Hadamim, Gamani Agdil Hamadura. I will increase the fire. Pasuk Yud. Harbi Oitzim Hadlei Koish. Increase the fuel. Add a lot of wood. Hadlei Koish and light the fire. Hosem Habasar. Put the meat. Put the meat upon the basar. Now here we have something new. This is something new that we did not have before. Yecheskel is adding this into the mashal, into the parable that was not there. The Harkach Hamer Kocha. I want you to add spices. I want you, harkocha means like fragrances. Now, where did he get this? This was not part of the mashal. He is embellishing the mashal, like getting a little bit carried away. Hashem just said there's a pot, and there's water, and there's meat, and there are bones, and there's fuel. And here all of a sudden he's adding into the mashal, harkocha merkocha, I want you also to put into the meat spices. Vehuatzimos yecharu, and the bones will become charred. Pasuk, one more pasuk. Ve ha'amidecha al gecha lecha. Put this pot upon its coals, reka, empty. Okay, without any water, it seems. The marshal had water. We'll see more. Leman techam, so that it should get hot. V'chara nechushta, and the bottom of the pot should get burning hot. V'nitecha, so you notice nechushta is the copper. And we use the copper as a reference to the bottom of the pot. We all know today that, go on Amazon to verify, the most expensive pots are the copper pots. The copper pots are the best, because the pots, the heat gets hottest, and the heat is evenly distributed. They're very, very expensive. So here we talk about the bottom of the pot, we refer to nechushta. V'nitecha b'seicha, and it will be burnt within it, tumasa, her contamination. Titum chelasa, its filth will come to an end. Okay, let's do these three psukim, and then we'll stop. We'll do three psukim together. Pasuk test number two. What?
Even the bones will burn.
Even the bones will burn. Okay, let's see the pasuk test number two. Pasuk test. If a hoyle sins v'hanu adam adakim, zachu lefanak v'chein koyim ha-shem, oy loch ir hadam, woe to you, son of your blood, due to your sins. Gam ani k'mo shehem higdilu resha, kein gam ani agdil hamadura, just like you have increased evil, so too I will increase the fire. Shetachas asir, pasig yud, har beho eitzim, return to loymar, emar benevua, shani har beho eitzim, avadalik ha'esh, I'm going to increase the fuel, I'm going to light the fire, leman hosem es abosol l'chalez, in order that the basar should be consumed. Ve'har kach, and there's going to be so much heat, the meat will be burnt. Now, v'harkach, I want you to add spices. Osim ba mirkachas habisamim. Ki chen aderech lohosim habisamim l'tav sholachar shenitztanek harbei. After the meat has shriveled, it is customary to add spices. V'atzamos, gam v'atzamos yisyavshu me'oid me'chem ha'esh. The heat will be so intense, even the bones will be burnt and dry out. Pasuk Yid Aleph in the Mitzvot, v'hemidah amid es asir al gecholim shemitachas lo kashir reika mena tavshil. Put it upon the coals when it's empty. What does it mean? Because there's nothing left. Here it means after it's cooked, after you cook it, it'll be empty. Why will it be empty? Because it's completely burnt. Now take this burnt pot and put it upon the coals. Leman techam, leman tischanem hasir, so that the pot should get hot, the sisyave shuleha, and the bottom of the pot should dry out, liyois nisraf should be burned mechay mo'esh, the nitcha b'seicha tumasa hazoyama hatmeya v'hamu'usa hamistabek b'sir, the filth that's contaminated and is disgusting, that cleaves to the walls of the pot, shall melt, tia nimeses b'seich hasir, the yaz and then titum the sichle zoy hamasa, it will come to then its filth ki sisarev gam hi achar shetia nimeses ba, it will be burnt after it melts. Reit son elamar agdil hachema ad asher yitamu an shechu ir ve'af ha'givorim yichlu imochem v'gam v'oz tishor ha'ir reikonis miyoshvecha, it will be empty from its inhabitants v'sishor shemama desolate uvze yimarak, it will come to an end. Avoid Amah, the sin of its nation. So here we're saying some very, let's review over here what's happening. We're saying over here, a lot of things are going on over here. Let's review the process. You take the pot, and the pot is full of water, and you put in the meat, and then you cook, and you let it cook and cook and cook and cook to such a long period of time until what happens? All the water evaporates, and the meat is burnt, and the bones are burnt. So what are you left with now? You're left now with a pot, an empty pot, because everything has been evaporated. The water is gone. The meat has been burnt. There's nothing really left in the pot. Now take the pot and put the pot on coals. Why? Now I want to burn the pot also. It's not enough that the meat in the pot has been destroyed. It's now time to burn the pot, because the pot still has attached to it the filth of the meat that has been cooked within it, the zohama, and let the pot melt and be burnt. And that's symbolic, because not only are the people, the meat, in the city, the people of the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, have they come to an end, but the city itself has been destroyed. The city is Chorav, and there's no remnant of Chet left in the city. That's the basic way the Mitzvah Stoim shot in this pas. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Bishri Psukim. Rashi starts off, Pasik Tes says, the Hamadura has Godol, very big fire, Yidalf, Harbe Ha'itzim, Bahalik Ha'ish, Laharbe Ha'itzim, Bahalik Ha'ish, Ulihitavim Ha'basar, ate a lot of fuel, this should be very hot, the Harkach Ha'mer Kocha, Kishabosar tam me'al ha'atzamos v'hu mitztamek u'me'orav b'roitev u'megis b'kaf. When the basar concludes cooking on top of the bones, and it shrivels, and it's mixed with gravy, You stir it with a spoon. Doime lemirkachas pitum hasamimonim. It's similar to adding spices. Shema orvin oisa yofe yofe, which you mix with the meat well. Umitoch tzimuk habosar ashano nepach lesocha, because the meat has shriveled, its smoke has collected within it. Shekoyrin, whatever that word means, v'zeh sh'omar, and that's what it means. That's what the next. So they're saying over here, according to Rashi, it does not literally mean that you're going to add spices into the meat, because that was not really part of the parable. This explains the question that we started with. Going to the Mitzudos, he doesn't address the issue. He says, the Pasuk says that Yechezkel is saying you're going to add different spices. What's the purpose of this? Doesn't really explain why. But according to Rashi, no, there are no spices being added. It's just perception that normally when the meat shrivels and there is gravy and it's cooking, now is the time when you take the spices and you add and you stir it. Here, you're not adding spices. Here it means that the people are dying, they're suffering, they're shriveling, and there's smoke coming out of the pot, and they're stirring the pot. It is a metaphor, it is a perception of the intensity of the suffering that's going to occur to Yerushalayim. And then it says over here, V'atzamos yecharu yevosh, they're going to become dry, V'yesh, they're going to smoke, L'shon chora min yecharev, L'man techam chora min chushta, K'derech k'derech shetamu me'mecho, but when the water evaporates, then the pot itself begins to burn. The atavshol miskalkel, and the food inside is ruined. Titum cholasa, the filth comes to an end. Tichle zuhamasa vitibola bin chushta, the zuhama comes to an end and it's absorbed in the walls of the seer. Shal nechoyshesu, here he says the seer was a pot made from copper. Okay, let's see Radak and finish with the Radak. These psukim quickly, pasuk tes and yud. Try to go through it very quickly. No, it's already an hour, so after this Tal, so we'll stop over here. We'll do the Radak tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, test and you would.